Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Life Enthusiast Co-op Online Radio Network, restoring vitality to you and the planet. I'm your host, Scott Patton, along with the founder of the Life Enthusiast Co-op, Martin Fitella. Hey, Martin, are you having a wonderful day today?
Oh, this is the continuation of our discussion from last week. So if any one of you has not heard our last week, you should hear it, because Scott and I have gotten more entertaining and more controversial than we have been in years. And letting loose than I remember in a while.
That's right. We laid it all out on the line for you,
so if
our
you're
valued
listening,
listeners.
So if you're listening to this, you either have missed the previous episode or you're a tolerant creature. Thank you for that.
So we started last time talking about metabolic
syndrome.
Syndrome. I almost said symptom. X. Metabolic right. Syndrome X. So for those that maybe haven't had a chance yet to listen to last week's episode, riveting episode, what is metabolic syndrome X, Martin?
Okay, so the word syndrome means a grab bag of all kinds of stuff that we can't really quite figure out, but we'll throw it together. X is like we really have no idea, so we can't call it an A or a B. X is the character that we use for really no clue. And metabolic, that means it has to do with how our body runs, the energy. So it has everything to do with the fuel that we put in the body and what we do with it. And in my political rant last episode, I started hinting at it, but I didn't quite say it, and that's this. Modern production methods of food have altered what used to be known as food and made it into an industrial product. These days, government policies are massively skewing the production ideas. It has been favoring things that can be stored, which is wheat, corn, and soy, and butter. These things can be, you know, piled up in very large piles. Anyway, in America, growing of these crops is subsidized, heavily, heavily subsidized, through various means. It's an economy based on lots of cheap oil, because it costs a lot of oil to produce in this scale, and it's all driven by machinery and so on. So we have a lot of food that is now priced because of how the food is produced. Cheap corn, which is subsidized from elsewhere, leads to the creation of corn being fed to animals, which then gives you a lot of meat that's readily available at affordable prices. Hence the, you can now go into a fast food outlet and buy yourself a $1 meal, which is going to have a bun and a hamburger and a slice of cheese. All of the subsidized food for a buck. Or I've seen now the true chicken sandwich advertised on television, which is two slices of chicken with a piece of bacon and cheese between the two of them. Now there is there is the epitome of exactly what not to do. Anyway, so sorry, Scott, I got sidetracked in why. So the what the syndrome X is. Obesity, you have too much weight, you have tried losing it, and you can't lose it.
Yes.
High blood pressure, you have inflammation in your circulatory system, and it's raising your blood pressure. You have energy issues, you know, you're losing your hair, you're always cold, you're always tired, and you keep on losing your weight. And you're always lacking energy. That's all associated with thyroid dysregulation. You're either pre-diabetic or outright diabetic, and you're always craving sweets. Like you use you use sugar drinks as something that keeps you going. You know, every hour or two, you have to pop another can open and pour yourself a drink of a soda that's sweetened. Or you have to hit yourself with a coffee, or you have to spike yourself with some muffin or donut or something like that.
We need an energy fix, and we go and we get it from refined sugar, is basically what you're saying.
Right.
And that's a basic, that's as bad an addiction probably as you'd ever want to have.
Well, I'll tell you, I think it's easier to get off cocaine than it is to get off sugar.
Yeah.
Anyway, so then the next one is the immune system disorders. You know, you will have flu and cold and, you know, immune system problems, challenges. That goes with that. Metabolic issues, you know, energy issues, unable to exercise, unable to walk for a distance, unable to carry loads, huffing, puffing, all of that, you know, sleeping lots. General inflammatory illness. This would be arthritis, heart disease, back pain, gout. You know, we have discussed these at length. Most of these are related to too many calories, not enough nutrients. That's what this is about. Calorie rich, nutrient poor, gives you inflammation. Why is it called inflammation? The word flame is in that word. What does flame do in your body? How is that there? It's when you want to release energy, you need to take a carbohydrate, like sugar or starch, and in presence of oxygen, you actually burn it. That's how you get heat, right? That's how you get energy. When you want to run, you need to burn some calories. And in the process of burning the calories, you are truly creating oxidation, excessive oxidation. So it's really, visualize that. You have fire inside of you. And the antioxidants, like the vitamins and the rest of the things related to that, are keeping it in check. So what would be a good metaphor? A hot potato, or better yet, a glowing ember. You know, a charcoal briquette that's burning. How will you toss it from one hand to the other, just tossing it back and forth, trying to not be in contact with it too long so that you don't burn yourself? Because if you hang on to it, you singe your skin. That's the issue. So when you have too many calories, you have too many of these hot spots, and you get singed throughout the body. And that's how inflammation comes to rise. The opposite of the inflammation is nutrient-rich, calorie-poor. There are people who are even practicing reduced calorie lifestyles. It was shown that mice that have been semi-starved, you know, they are given only 65 to 70% of what they would like to eat. And those mice live 30% longer than the mice that are given whatever amounts they want. And further, addiction to pharmaceuticals, using pharmaceutical drugs, chemicals, using chemicals to block, alter, twist, turn, and otherwise modify the natural bodily reactions. Scott, have you fallen silent?
No, I've just been listening, fascinated with everything that you've been saying.
So those are the symptoms of the metabolic syndrome.
It just sounds like everything.
Right. That's why it's a syndrome. And metabolism, or metabolism, I should call it that, right, is everything. When metabolism stops, you're done. The difference between a roast beef and a cow is the metabolism. Anyway, so what to do, right?
That's the next question.
How do we reverse this trouble that has us craving high energy foods with diabetes, heavy belly, and high blood pressure? How can we address all of this at once in a single move? First of all, it seems like impossibility, because If you walk into a doctor's office, you'll be on 15 to 20 medications for all of this, plus a bariatric surgery on top. Oh, yeah, and then a few years later, a new hip and maybe a knee replacement as well.
You can never have too many knees.
Spare me. Anyone? Yeah, it's in my trunk.
It's in my trunk.
Okay. So the point is this. The cause of it is too many calories and calorie dense foods, or nutrient undense foods. Number one, magnesium. We have talked about it lots. American soils, actually most industrial farmed soils, are depleted, deficient of magnesium. You must supplement with magnesium. And don't ask me, well, how long do I have to do this for? For the rest of your life. It's sort of like breathing, you know. You need oxygen, right?
Yes.
Okay, you take a breath. Well, then you exhale to get rid of the exhaust, the CO2. Well, magnesium is sort of like that, a little slower, but sort of like that. You don't stop needing magnesium. Trace minerals, same story. You need trace minerals. They're not in your soil. When you push the food growth with NPK fertilizer, it looks beautiful. It looks like a tomato, it looks like a broccoli, or it looks like corn, but it's hollow. It really is hollow. It doesn't have the minerals that it should have. Mm. Natural pigments, you know, everything colorful. I don't know if you've noticed, but most fast food stuff is kind of golden yellow.
Yes, I've noticed that.
So delete all that, and what's left? What you really need is those dark things, you know, blueberries, cherries, you know, chlorella, the darkest green there is, you know, kale and, I don't know, sidebar, but anything that's rich and colorful, fresh fruits, vegetables, and primitive foods like algae and the likes. Enzymes. We discussed enzymes a lot. Those are the characteristic of living foods. When you cook something, the enzymes are gone.
You kill it.
You coagulate the proteins. They become inactive.
And the enzymes are why it would decompose when you put it out into nature, right?
Yes.
If you take an orange and you, or actually I was thinking of a tomato, you put it out in the ground, just lay it on the ground, and all of a sudden it rots and everything else. So that's the enzymes doing its thing.
Right, because if you preserve it, if you put it into a can and, you know, cook it, pasteurize it and preserve it, it'll stay like that for a long, long time. That's because the enzymes are gone. So, you know, canned food, pasteurized food, and cooked food retains all the nutrients that were in it, but loses all of its enzymes. So there is still value in cooked or canned or pasteurized food, but a really important component is missing. It's the enzymes. So if you do eat cooked, pasteurized, or preserved, you must supplement with digestive enzymes. Again, it's not optional. Don't ask me, when can I stop that? It's as good as asking me, well, when can I stop taking breaths?
Right.
If you want to live a deficient life, you will not take enzyme-rich foods. If you're not eating raw, fresh, unspoiled, then eat enzymes. And now, essential fatty acids. Big, big, big. Again, we discussed it in the past, but it's time to raise it one more time. If the fat is in your grocery store in an ordinary bottle and it's a liquid that's not refrigerated, it has been stripped of omega-3 fatty acids. Had to have been, because those would go rancid. And you will probably be able to read it on the label. the label will say that this fat has been, I forget the word now, darn it. It just smoked out of my head. Refined.
Refined, yeah.
Refined fats. Now, the refinery, processing essentially removes, refines. You would think the refine needs to make it finer, well, in some way. But what you take out is the stuff that you need the most. So the stuff that you need the most, you would find it in fish oil, and in some natural fats. Coconut is phenomenally good with that, and so is hemp and flax and borage and primrose. Those are the richest. And, of course, algae, plankton, chlorella, spirulina, and the likes. And finally, another critical trace mineral. I mean, I mentioned trace minerals, but one that really stands out big is zinc, because zinc is needed for dealing with immune system. If you're suffering from repeated infections, you are deficient in zinc. Take my word for it.
Can you say that one more time, Martin?
If you are suffering from frequent and recurring infections, your immune system is weak, and I believe that zinc deficiency is more than 90% likely.
So can you give me a couple examples of what you would mean by...
Runny nose, you know, snot nose, runny nose.
Okay.
Coughing, hacking, fevers. I don't know, what else?
Okay, good. So that's sort of, I was like thinking if I had a cut and it really got badly infected.
No, that's an invasion. No, natural. Natural as in nose, throat. Could be also, the intestinal flu. You know, a person who suffers with food poisoning is the one who cannot handle the invasion, right?
Right, right. Okay, good. So if you're sniffling, you've got a lot of colds, you've got a lot of flu, you're getting fevers, you've got that achy joints that sometimes comes with fever, that sort of thing, take a check out the zinc.
Yes, chances are you could fix yourself with zinc. So there we go. So what do we do, right? Those are the missing elements. What do we do?
Eat nutrient-rich food.
Yes.
Stop. Yeah. Oh, I know, Martin. I love it when you say this. It's because you stop digging the hole deeper.
Yes, sir.
I love that analogy. Like, we're just digging our grave. Like, stop digging the grave first.
Yeah,
and then worry about how to get out of the grave.
Yeah, okay. So the first thing you should do is rebuild your gut. You really need to, product, commercial plug, Exula Strata Flora or Generation Plus Floracol. Those two things are fantastically good at being a broad spectrum restoration of the culture in your gut. You know, if you have ever taken antibiotics, you have wiped it out.
Yep.
You may have rebuilt it, but probably not too well. You know, if you look at the piano keyboard and there are 88 keys on it, you can pretty much play anything. If you take out a few keys, especially at the upper or lower register, you can still play plenty of music. But the more keys you'll take out, the fewer pieces of music you can play. Mm-hmm. And pretty soon you're going to be sounding pretty strange.
Yeah.
So that's the thing with the intestinal flora. Give yourself an update. Give yourself a refresh. Especially if you have been drinking chlorinated water.
Yes.
Why do we put chlorine in water?
Kill bacteria.
What does it do when it reaches your gut?
Kills bacteria.
People, if you are drinking chlorinated water, give yourselves a shake.
So how do I get the chlorine out of the water?
Well, a filter, you know. I mean, even a simple Brita filter will do it. Or even you can just let it sit. You know, you can just put it into a jug and let it sit, because chlorine is a gas and it will waft off, gas off. It will disappear. Some cities have actually upgraded themselves, and they started using chloramines. And those are real trouble, and we have nothing for that.
So, okay, so we need to talk about that in more
detail.
Well,
filtration, you know, filtration is important. We don't sell filtration presently other than the wonderful Agia water filtration system, which we believe is wonderful, but it's not the most convenient thing. It's a great tool for people who are going off the grid, because it's, you know, you can take some ditch water and pour it into the Agia filter system, and it'll make you drinking water, just gravity fed. You know, like, it's great to have, because if the water gets broken, or if there was an earthquake, you still have a water tank full of water, and you have your toilets full of water. So you could take all of that water and pour it into the Agia filter and make yourself wonderful drinking water. You could, right. You could even go to a ditch and make drinking water. Anyway, that's a sidebar. Let's stick with the Syndrome X, yes?
Yes.
Okay, rebuild your sterile gut with healthy fur. Number two, cleanse your congested liver. We have stuff for that. We have Dr. Miller's tea, which works phenomenal. It just you know, pushes on the liver. Actually, the Strataflora I mentioned earlier, that also has liver cleansing abilities. And number three, remove toxins. Remove herbicides, pesticides, and metals out of you. And for that, we recommend zeolite.
Yes.
Works great. Just a sidebar, 2 days ago, one of our customers faxed in his test. This fellow is, you know, interested in knowing, in real information. So
cool.
he had done a 6-hour urine collection, meaning, you know, he peed into a bottle.
For 6 hours?
Well, meaning that...
I'm just teasing you, Martin.
Okay.
I couldn't resist when you said that.
He collected his pee-pee and sent it to a lab. This guy, his mercury was 140, a normal range, ends at 3.
His mercury was 140.
Yes. Anyway, just, you know, off the chart. And he had, you know, high lead and high arsenic, high cadmium, you name it. Anyway, then he did 1 week of zeolite, you know, intense, like, you know, 20, 30, 40 drops a day. And then he did another test and faxed it to me again. You know, again, urine collection, send it in. They do the ICPS evaluation. You know, this is like spectrophotography. This is the, you know, the test that tells you what's there.
Right, the heavy-duty
anyway,
stuff.
Yeah. Mercury at 2.3. Lead within normal, most everything within normal. You know, just like you would, and you know, and he feels good. He says, I just don't understand. I'm feeling great.
Well, you got that stuff out of your system, I guess you would, right?
Right. So I'm feeling so, what's the word, validated with, you know, this guy making such phenomenal progress. Just 1 week on this thing.
And wow.
Gone from, you know, I mean, we're going to recheck it. I said to him, you know, I want to be sure that this was not some kind of a fluke. So let's do another month of the zeolite just to be sure and do another run at it. Because, you know, mercury at 2.3 is just barely, it's a very high normal. It should be at 0.3, I said to him. So, anyway, but the point is, detox. Right? So this is how you support your body, your immune system, your digestive system, and so on.
That's pretty spectacular.
Yeah. Okay, so that was digestive organs. Now we need to support the immune, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we have these superfoods, you know, like all of the Exela superfood blends are wonderful. They are broad spectrum. They support you the same way as again, I mentioned the piano, you know, 88 keys. A lot of the superfoods out there, they'll sell you, they are what, like the mouth organs, you know? Like, it's going to be the key of E, right?
Yes.
So long as the band is playing in E, your mouth organ's okay, you can play along. If they switch in I don't know, whatever, you know, G, you're done.
Right.
Okay, so in the Exula superfoods, they're like the whole piano. They don't have any keys missing. And the other thing that you can do for your immune system is get on mushrooms, medicinal mushrooms. These are important. You will hear people in the alternative medicine health community talk about medicinal mushrooms. We have a wonderful product. It's called Immune FX. It's by a company called Biomedica. For those of you who want to spike the immune system, it'll do phenomenal things for you. And of course, you do need zinc and selenium. So if you think that you're low on that, we have another lovely product in the line of cell food and also in the Alkazone. Those provide all of the trace and macronutrients that you need.
Cool.
Number two, alkalize your lymphatic system. So we're getting into the spa, right? Get into the alkalizing baths. Magnesium in your bath, the neutralizer and the Miracle 2 neutralizer and soap in your bath, those sort of things. Cleansing baths. And of course, you would also want to sweat, right? Sweating is great. You mentioned to me that you're doing the hot yoga or doing the native sweat lodge, or, you know, the Europeans and Russians, they're big on the saunas, or saunas, I should say.
Right.
Sweating is good for you. That's, skin is your biggest organ, and it allows your body to push a lot of stuff out. And as far as the stop digging, remember the stop digging metaphor you used? Food combining is a phenomenal tool. Only one single concentrated food per plate works like a charm. If you're going to eat rice, don't have anything else other than salad or stir fry or slightly steamed stuff with it. No meat and no other carbs. If you're going to go for meat, you know, like let's just say you want to have a steak, all right, steak and salad or steak and stir fry, no problem, just no rice.
So really, if someone is going out to eat, they need to know this, because everywhere you go, you'll have a salad, you'll have mashed potatoes, and you'll have a chunk of meat.
Yes.
And what you're saying...
Yeah, the spaghetti meatballs is a wrong combo. Hold the spaghetti or hold the meatballs. I don't know which of the two. But have it with the salad.
Yeah, have it with the salad.
You know, steakhouse is a great place. I can go to a steakhouse anytime. I don't go for the red meat much, so I'll just have a salad and potato.
Right.
I'm fine.
Yeah. But most people, when they're growing up, they don't think about these things. That's my point. It's like, we're thinking, oh, we're going to do this, and this, right? It's like, no. You got to make sure that...
Right. Okay. And the last point of the immune system stimulation is circulation. You need to improve your lymphatic circulation. You must exercise. You must at least walk, preferably bounce, and if you really want to do good, bounce on a rebounder.
I have one.
Do you use it?
I do. Twice a day, five minutes. It's wonderful, and when I get off, I feel like my body is slushing around.
That's right. It's phenomenal. I mean, do you notice how good you feel afterwards?
It's like playing. You're just like, yeah, da 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 da. So I put on my favorite music. I bounce when I want a break for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And it's just wonderful.
Yeah. I often bounce when I'm on phone calls with people. They don't even know it.
That's right. It's great. Cool. So that looks to me like a fairly good plan to get over Syndrome X.
Yes, sir. Oh, okay. Couple of things to avoid, okay? Dehydration, you must drink enough. You must avoid toxins, of course. You know, scented things, you know, laundry soaps, laundry detergents, you know, all of that stuff. Clean up your life. Toxins, clean it up. Emotional toxins, you know, toxic people, bad marriages, bad jobs, bad work. Get out of it. Just get the hell out.
Right.
Because you will pay the price later if you don't. Destructive media, you know, that's the tea show that you, especially the news, you know. It's so addictive, you know, like, of course I need to know. I should know that, I know that people in Tennessee are presently suffering from a horrendous flood, and my heart goes out to them. I suppose I should know, but, you know, it's the way it's presented is not healthy. Oh, and then, okay, getting rid of other things. Get rid of pharmaceutical drugs slowly, okay? I'm not advocating that you go cold turkey on anything, especially if you're under the directions of a health practitioner. Stick with it, but focus on getting off of it, not onto it.
Mm-hmm.
And recreational drugs, well, just don't. I know that you want to numb your mind. You want to not feel how insignificant you are, or how much useless your life is, or how whatever depressing everything is, and you want to blow something up your nose to forget all of that. But honestly, the downside of it is even worse.
What's the downside?
Well, you know, when you're coming off of a high, everything looks even worse.
Good point.
You know, the truth is that you need to deal with the reality, not with the perception, right? Or else change your perception of your reality. Start interpreting the things that are around you from a different perspective. The glass is not half empty, it's half full.
Yes.
You know, your argumentative spouse is there because, well, start focusing on something nice about him or her, you know?
Right.
There must be something nice. Anyway, F on all that. So, that's my story. Metabolic Syndrome X, it must be recognized. It's not your fault. You know, I'm not blaming you. I'm not blaming the victim. You're just simply like a little calf that was born to a cow on a farm. How are you supposed to know that somebody has already made up your destiny for you? A trip to the truck. So this is your wake-up call. You can change it, but you must understand that you need to take things into your own hands. Because if you're going to continue in the direction that you're going, it's a trip on the track.
That's right. And we don't want to do that.
Well, if you want to do that, you know, I remember this guy, he's jumped out of the 110th story window, and going by the 49th, he says, so far it's going pretty good.
That's right. That's funny.
Well, right. This is Scott and Martin for Life Enthusiast Co-op, restoring vitality to you and to the planet. Reach us at www.life-enthusiast.com. Call 1-866-543-3388. Thank you very much for listening.
See you next time, everybody. Bye-bye.